Anyway, dear loving Heavenly Father, thank you for a new day, for life and health and strength, for each of, for Lynn and Charlotte, Norman, Monica, and myself. Father, for just for the roof over our heads, Lord, even in this not so great weather that we're having, I pray that you bless this time in your presence. Just please be one of our number. I pray, Lord, for all those that aren't here, for Pat and Steve, for Will. I pray you too for Colin. And Lord, those that have been gone, I pray for them too. For those that have slipped and slid, Lord, I pray for restoration, Father. And Lord, most of all, for souls to be saved and for your children, Lord, to be just doing the right thing. I pray for the Seelys, the Asquiths, the Collins, the Bissetts, and for the many, for the Wilkinsons family as well, Lord, and many other men and their families that are full-time service, leading churches and preaching the gospel. And I pray, Father, for them, for ourselves, always keep our eyes upon you. And Lord, please remind us if we ever start to stray. We just thank you for loving us, Lord. Thank you, Lord, most of all for your Son. Thank you, Lord, for the assurance of salvation. Please bless our time, Lord, now, and lead the service, we pray. Amen. Amen. We're going to get our Christmassy bit of singing in first, because there'll be a service soon and it'll be all Christmassy hymns. So, 111. 73 in the wee verse. A long time ago on that day.
Because of Christmas.
just want to say, how many more weeks is it until Christmas now? About seven? It is about that.
It's like
54
days or something.
It's great. It's great. I feel just a little bit more Christmassy. Just for singing that song. Talking to Steve today, and he was saying, Tesco's and Sainsbury's and Asda have cancelled Christmas. They've banned Christmas in the store. But he misread it. He said they've actually banned plastic wrapping on Christmas decorations. So pays to read the whole thing. 110 in the big books. 110. They haven't sung this for a while. It's all the way in Our Savior Leads. 110. If your fit will stand as we sing. And have a good chuckle at that.
Please not himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of them that reproach thee fell on me. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort Scripture might have hope. And now the God of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded one toward another, according to Christ Jesus, that you may with one mind and one mouth glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Wherefore receive ye one another, as Christ also received us to the glory of God. Now I say that Jesus Christ was a minister of the circumcision of the truth of God, confirmed the promises made unto the fathers, and that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy, as it is written, For this cause I will confess to thee among the Gentiles, and sing unto thy name. And again he said, Rejoice, ye Gentiles, with his people. And again praise the Lord, all ye Gentiles, and laud him, all ye people. And again, Isaiah says, There shall be a root of Jesse, and he that shall rise to reign over the Gentiles, in him shall the Gentiles trust. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, and ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. I myself also am persuaded of you, my brethren, that ye also are full of goodness, filled with knowledge, also, able also to abundish one another. Nevertheless, brethren, I have written, and more boldly unto you in some sort, as putting you in mind, because of the grace that is given to me of God, that I should be the minister of Jesus Christ to the Gentiles, ministering the gospel of God, that the offering up of the Gentiles might be acceptable, being sanctified by the Holy Ghost. I have therefore, whereof I may glory through Jesus Christ in those things which pertain to God. For I will not dare to speak of any of those things which Christ hath not wrought by me, to make the Gentiles obedient by word and deed, through mighty signs and wonders by the power of the Spirit of God, so that Jerusalem and around about unto Illyricum I have fully preached the gospel of Christ. Yea, so have I strived to preach the gospel, not where Christ was named, lest I should build upon another man's foundation. But as it is written, to whom that he was not spoken of, they shall see, that they that have not heard shall understand. For which cause also I have been much hindered from coming to you. But now, having no more place in these parts, and having a great desire these many years to come unto you, whensoever I take my journey into Spain, I will come to you, for I trust to see you in my journey, and to be brought on my way to their work by you, in which I be somewhat filled with your company. But now I go unto Jerusalem to minister unto the saints, for it hath pleased them of Macedonia and Achaia to make certain contribution to the poor saints that are at Jerusalem. I have pleased them verily, and their debtors they are. For if Gentiles have been made partakers of their spirit, things their duty is also to minister unto them in carnal things. When therefore I have performed this and have saved to them this fruit, I will come by you into Spain. And I am sure that when I come unto you, I shall come in the fullness of the blessing of the gospel of Christ. Now I beseech you, brethren, for the Lord Jesus Christ's sake, and for the love of the Spirit, that you strive together with me in your prayers to God for me, that I may be delivered from them that do not believe in Judea, and that the service which I have for Jerusalem may be accepted of the saints, that I may come unto you with joy by the will of God, and may with you be refreshed. Now the God of peace be with you all. Amen.
Thank you, Ronald. Let's see that. Lots of good verses in there. I just want to take a minute or two soon as I find it. So open up the floor for any prayer requests. So if you have any, now would be the time, now that I have my prayer list in front of me. Does anybody have any prayer requests that they'd like to make known? That's always good to know.
Just a reminder, she's still in a lot.
Yeah. Please do continue to pray for Monica's mom. That's Pat Hain. She's in a lot of pain with her back. She has what is a compression fracture in one of the vertebrae in her back. So please do pray for her. Please do pray for the work we have in the church, in the house, in the car. And do pray for each other. There's a lot going on right now in the world. Don't forget Colin. He's somewhere in the world too right now. We're not quite sure, but please just pray for him. Just pray for him and his family. Don't forget Pat and Steve. Steve's health is improving. The nurse was round today and said that the pressure sores that he has on his back and on his legs are starting to clear up. So that's good news. Please do continue to pray for him. Don't forget to pray for each other. I think Frank is coming home sometime in the near future as well.
Next Friday.
Pardon?
Next Friday.
Next Friday. So that'll make for one happy house up in Wesley. So please do pray for Lynn and her husband, Dr. Shane, and Frank as he travels as well. Just want to remind you of the Spratt family at this time. They lost, I think, a grandmother and a wife and a mother. So please do pray for the Spratt family. Do pray for William and Rachel Hamilton. They got a new baby there about a fortnight ago, so please do pray for them. And let me see what else we have. Nothing else. There is nothing else that I can see. Extra. So if there's nothing else, we'll have a wee word of prayer and then we'll sing another song or something. Nothing else? Private prayer requests? Oh, one other thing. Do pray for the charity. I have to submit accounts to the charity commission. Do pray that those are they're happy with them. We believe that for 2020, that's how far behind they are. So please do pray for them. Charity commission accounts. Right. Let's have a word of prayer and then we'll sing another song. Let's close your eyes. Dear loving Heavenly Father, come Lord. You know everything that's going on in the world, Lord, and we hardly know anything. There is a good reason why we're called children and why you see us as sheep. We need so much help in this world, and we really, really do. You know the families that are hurting, Lord, for lost loved ones, and the families that are, well, rejoicing now because of new babies and things like that. I pray for all of these souls, Lord, and even at this time for Will's Uncle David, and the Hamilton family there that have lost a loved one, most likely not saved. I pray that this would be an opportunity for souls to come to know your Son is saved. Please bless us now, Lord, as we spend this time around your word and in your house. And please, Lord, I pray you honour us as we honour you. I pray you, Lord, for growth. I pray you, Lord, for constraint, for boldness, for remembrance of your scriptures. Lord, for the freedom to spread them about, but most of all, Lord, for your will to be done. You know all of our private prayer requests. You know of all the things that the world, the flesh, and the devil would like to do to us and take from us. But I pray, Lord, even as you're seated in heaven and as your eyes roam to and fro across the earth, that you would constrain people, that you would confuse enemies, confound them, Lord, and bless your children. Honour us, Lord, as we honour you. We desperately need you, Lord. I pray you, Lord, for Frank's travels next weekend and for Colin. Lord, for your will to be done there. Pat and Steve, for their improved health, I pray it would continue to do so. For Monica's mom. For my own dad, Lord, for everything. Just thank you for loving us and watching over us, and I pray your good hand upon us now and the rest of this evening, especially when we go home as well. Leave these things at your feet, Father. You know the prayers of our heart. I pray that you grant those according to your will. And Lord, we just thank you for loving us and watching over us. Amen. Right, let's sing another wee song here. If you would take the wee books And turn to number 5. Good old favorite, the Lord's my shepherd. Number 5 in the wee books, the Lord is my shepherd.
Thank you.
says, how long has it been since you knew that he cared for you? He's cared for us all for many a year. Book of Ezekiel, if you'd like to take and turn there in your Bibles in the Old Testament. Book of Ezekiel. It's well through the Old Testament. Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentations, Ezekiel, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentations, Ezekiel, Ezekiel chapter 2. If you'd like to take and turn there, I want to read these, 8 or 10 verses of Ezekiel chapter 2, and give you a few thoughts on the subject of just so you know. Just so you know. Amen. Ezekiel.